And on this technologically challenged morning, it's time to bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
I trust you're having problems.
The video's been going on and off. My wireless headphones decided to change frequency at one point. Network settings are kind of acting kind of funny this morning. You name it, and if it involves a computer, it's been screwing up. That's all I can say.
Well, you recall yesterday morning I had problems with getting on the internet and all of that, and I did reset. I reset my router and my modem. Still didn't work, so I called Optimum, and I had to disconnect both the router and the modem from the wall sockets, yeah. Not just pull out the plug in the back.
Yeah, from the wall.
I did that, and even after that,
it didn't work.
She was not seeing the router. She had me push the plugs in as tight as possible, and then all of a sudden it showed up, and that fixed that problem. And then I noticed last night, is anything retrograding, by the way?
I have no idea. It's pandemic rating.
Thank you, because my outdoor lights, which are on a wall switch timer, did not go on. So I figured, well, I just have to reset it because we had the power outage. Nope. The actual wall switch is dead. So now I have to get somebody to replace that. I just shake my head. They're coming to take the tree. They're supposed to come to take the tree away today. We'll see what happens there. And meanwhile, I know we had. Did you see any snow this morning?
I saw a few flakes of snow, but not.
Yeah,
just a few. And I mean, when I say a few, I mean a few.
Yeah. Our radar snow shower. Otherwise, we get some sun today. 50 to 55, mid 30s tonight. Could be an early snow shower around tomorrow. Then partly cloudy and breezy. 50 to 55 again. So on Friday, it'll become cloudy. We get some rain late in the day in the mid-50s. That rain could actually become a little wet snow Friday night, and then back to rain as it ends sometime Saturday in the low 50s. Sunday will start with some sun. It clouds up with a chance of showers late in the day and highs again in the 50s. So very unsettled weather. Not stormy, just unsettled.
Oh. Just unsettled.
As unsettled as this whole pandemic situation is becoming. You know, I watch the news, and I know you told me not to, but I watch the news at night before I eat, and I just can't believe, as Americans are dying, the bickering that's going on back and forth in the politics world. I just shake my head. I think all that anybody wants at this point is to get this virus out of here and, you know, go back to a normal lifestyle. I mean, I know it's not going to be quick, and it's not going to happen soon, but that's all anybody wants to hear. And the bickering back and forth is just, I don't know. I have no time for it. Maybe I'm just getting cabin fever. What do you think?
I think we're all getting cabin fever, but but still, and I don't know. I'm listening. You know, I just reset everything, and I'm just trying to start the camera again to see if we can get live. And it says we're live on video again. But you shouldn't have, with today's technology and what you pay for computers and what you pay with these extra programs, you shouldn't have these kind of problems that pop up all the time. You contact the manufacturer of the equipment, and they give you a million things to do. And I'm convinced that there was some sort of update done on the camera, which it screwed it up for this morning. And I have no idea what happened to my headsets, but anyway, I'll take the unsettled weather. Well, Pat, it was a sad day yesterday with the miles of vehicles. A very, very, very sad day. I took my Bernie stickers off, which I've had on my car since 2016. Okay, mm-hmm. On both my cars, because of course Bernie came out and endorsed Joe Biden. So yesterday was a sad day, and it amazed people that these stickers now have been on the car, 2016, about 4.5 years, okay?
Right.
And they came right off. And people said to me, how long have they been on? So I said, it's since 2016, early 2016. How could you pull them right off? And I said, well, because I cleaned off when I put up, with today's modern bumper stickers, if you clean where you're going to put them before you put them on, when it's time to take them off, all you have to do is one of two things. Spray them with a little water, which I didn't, or rub the bumper sticker for about 30 or 40 seconds so it gets a little warm. And guess what? It comes right off and it doesn't leave anything. Because all the bumper stickers from the past 5 to 7 years are made of vinyl. They're no longer made of paper. So you just have to get a little heat there and they come right off. But it was a sad day. So, but I still have the one on because it still applies to the situation. And that is the bumper sticker that I made myself that says, "Don't blame me, I voted for Bernie." Now that's still good because you know who's in the White House. So that bumper sticker is still good.
Yeah, your choices are not all that great, are they?
Well, they're choices.
They're choices. That's it.
I've made my choice already. I've made my choice, so I know who I'm voting for.
Yeah,
I'm all set. But that's if we're all around. I don't know about you, but I had a dream last night. No. I had a dream last night that I went to a restaurant, and I was carrying a box. And I sat down at the table and put the box on the table, and people started getting up and leaving. And the owner of the restaurant came up to me and asked me if I could please take the box off the table. And I said, well, why? He said, well, you're scaring everybody and my customers are leaving. So I look at the box and it's a pandemic. Now, there's no such thing, a pandemic test kit. Now, I woke up in the middle of this dream and it was just weird. What a weird dream to have.
Unbelievable how people are starting to dream of this stuff. Yeah, you know, it's frightening. You know, the unknown is always frightening. There's no doubt about it. And I really do feel that we're dealing with an unknown here. I don't really care what they come out and tell you. I don't think they know either. You know, I mean, let's face it. Their amounts of people that were going to die from this, Americans that were going to die from this, is considerably lower than they projected. Thank God for that. It seems to be curving out or flattening out a little bit sooner than anybody expected. Nobody knows if you could get this again. Now they're talking about it returning as a relapse. Now, I'm not talking about the second wave. Mm-hmm. Then they're all talking about a second wave, you know, that could happen in the fall. Nobody knows. I mean, could the antibodies, if you have the antibodies, we're not sure right now if that's going to protect you. But most times, antibodies protect you at least up to a year. But we're not sure. You know, so, I mean, they need to get the test for antibodies out. They need to get more testing kits out. You know, the ones that only take 15 minutes, not the ones that take 7 days. And all of this stuff has to be done before we could return to normal.
Yeah, no, it's true. And then another problem is everybody talking about models this, models mm-hmm. that. So now everybody's comparing it to the weather forecasting models.
Right.
And they think that they're similar, but they're not.
They're not in any way, shape, or form. But I will tell you, the basis of any scientific model is the data that goes into it. Yeah. And, you know, it's only as good as the data that goes into it. So that's a problem. It really is a problem because I think the data is definitely skewed. There's no doubt in my mind. You know, they just don't know. They just don't know everything there is to know about this virus and what it likes and what it doesn't dislike and what could kill it and what, oh, it's just, you know what, like you said, Marshall, better off not listening to the news and just living day to day, and do it diligently, and we're fine, because so far it's worked. But you know, here's the question: they're also questioning how come California has seen a flattening of the wave way before anybody else.
Well, it hit them earlier, and right off the bat, they put in strict restrictions right off the bat. Mm-hmm. I mean, they didn't wait. They put in strict right off the bat, and it's worked. And that's why this so-called lifting of the ban in certain states is just a horrible idea. Hey, would I love for businesses to be open again? Would I love for us to be?
Of course you would.
Would I love for us to be, instead of not making any money at all from underwriters, would we love to have some cash coming in? Absolutely. Would I love to be able to go to a restaurant? Absolutely. Would I love to not have to wear gloves and a mask and a little push pin to buy gas or go to grocery stores? Yeah, I'd love all that. But you know what? For the good of us all, we'll forgo that. And California has proved that social distancing and strict rules work. And even in New York, after things got out of control, people are still dying, but things are leveling off. So, you know, it's just one of those things. You have to learn to live with it. And hopefully, sooner or later, they'll come up with some sort of vaccination that they can give to everybody, and then we'll start over at ground zero and see what happens. But I've got a feeling that's months and months and months and months away. So
you may be right. And again, just like Governor Cuomo says, you can't start the economy rolling in one state and not a neighboring state. Because let's hypothetically say, Connecticut start opening up restaurants. And things like that. Okay, now people from New York and New Jersey and Rhode Island and Massachusetts will drive to Connecticut to go to a restaurant to eat. And you don't know who from those neighboring states may be a carrier of the virus. So you have to do it all together.
Well, if you have a pandemic kit, don't bring it into a restaurant, because my dream tells you that people will run away from you. I've never even heard of a pandemic kit, but
no, I don't think there is one.
What a weird dream that was. And it was an Italian restaurant, and I was really looking forward to having some truffle stuffed. I can remember the dream: truffle stuffed ravioli.
Sounds good to me.
Oh my God, I was looking so forward to it, and there in the dream, there it went. And I don't know which upset me enough to wake me up, whether I couldn't eat the truffle stuffed ravioli or the fact that I was dreaming about a pandemic. I don't know which one is the one.
But it only goes to show you, though. It only goes to show you what's on your mind.
Yeah, that's right. My little dinosaur mind. All right, Pat, so we've got unsettled weather through the weekend.
Yep, we certainly do. And I will be back tomorrow, and we'll update it. Everybody be safe.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye, Marshall.